Dating apps like Tinder are becoming more popular, and while plenty of people use them to find love, others opt for one-night stands. If users like what they see, they swipe right in the hopes of hearing the sweet sound, "It's a match." Then they could arrange to hook up immediately. And if they're over it, they can block the person and poof, they're gone. This casual dating culture is creating headaches for many military health providers trying to help service members prevent and trace sexually transmitted infections. Maureen Sevilla is chief of the Epidemiology and Disease Control Clinic at Fort Bragg, North Carolina.
Social media has definitely been a part of the increase in the amount of STIs.
A report from the military health system found nearly 350,000 troops were diagnosed with an STI between 2010 and 2018, and rates for chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis have been rising steadily over the last few years. The Department of Defense says one reason for that is high-risk behaviors like unsafe sex and having multiple partners have increased dramatically among service members. 26-year-old Air Force veteran Elizabeth McGee of Tampa saw plenty of that during her time in the military.
I think it's because a lot of people I knew of, at least, they were either really, really young or they were from somewhere that didn't have much sex education. So they would get out and get on these dating apps and be like, oh, look at all these options. And then they'd be having intercourse without protection.
The Military Health System report says the vast majority of troops with STIs were in their early 20s with high school education or less. McGee says some people on base dated civilians, but there was also a lot of hooking up within units, which could help infection spread. She recalls her own experiences using Tinder while at the Presidio of Monterey, California.
Oh, God. So I would match with people that I'd already seen before, or I would date someone, and then a week later, they would be dating someone else.
Higher STI rates in the military are also due to higher rates of screenings. And STIs aren't just increasing in the armed forces. Maureen Sevilla points out dating apps are contributing to a rise among civilians as well.
And in fact, the World Health Organization has even stated this, that that is a common theme these days.
Sevilla says military leaders are concerned because STIs affect readiness.
So they don't want a soldier getting HIV and becoming non-deployable, or getting syphilis, and now we have to wait 3 months until we are sure that they're cured.
Infections like chlamydia and gonorrhea can typically be cured in a week or so with medication, but if left untreated, can cause more serious problems. Sevilla says everyone in the military receives at least some STI prevention training. But Elizabeth McGee says she didn't feel the training she went through was effective.
They were just like, oh, this is what syphilis looks like. It's scary, right? Like, next slide. This is herpes. Isn't it terrible?
McGee says she never used dating apps to sleep around and always had safe sex with her partners. She still uses Tinder now as a civilian.
I feel like our generation kind of has like a social anxiety of meeting people in person, especially when it comes to dating. Like, we're so used to being able to just swipe on an app or talk on a computer.
Fort Bragg is among the bases that's trying to make their training better connect with young troops. Rather than just handing out brochures and showing PowerPoints, they're doing things like STI Jeopardy. While health providers can't stop service members from using dating apps, they can help people get tested and encourage them to swipe responsibly. I'm Stephanie Colombini in Tampa.